Well, let's see. We're both in the church, the Roswell First Baptist. We both sing in the adult choir, and then we both sing in the senior adult choir. And I am for the church, and Rick's on for the church.
We talked some about like the activities that you did when you were children, a little bit about what you're doing now. What about when you were raising your own kids? What would the family group do together?
Okay. Well, we had a cabin up on Lake Lanier, and we would go up there a lot and water ski, taught the children water ski. We also did church. They were involved in all the church activities. We even held a Bible school at Lake Lanier. My parents had a cabin, and Rick's parents had one next door to each other. And we had the Bible school up there, had the boys in one cabin and the girls in another, and we did a youth Bible school up there. We also took a vacation, and in order for us to get a vacation and away from the feed store, in the summer we would usually have to try out, go somewhere and get away from it rather than stay at home. So we usually took the children about a week or two on a trip out west or somewhere. We tried to visit different places. We were very active in the JCs, so our children were active in a lot of the things that they did. They had, they would have relays. They did the relays. They did a rodeo. Mm-hmm. And our children were also very active in school activities. We were very involved with the sports.
And you folks, well, you're from the same community and you married each other. Was that common when you were growing up that people from Roswell?
Yes, I guess it would be. We would have to say yes.
And is it as much so now?
No, I don't think so. I think people, you know, of course, mm-hmm. we both went off to school, but we ended up getting married anyway. Uh-huh. But I think now people, like our son married a girl he met in Georgia, and none of our children married anyone from Roswell, so they all met somewhere else.
But back in our high school days, we had several friends that as quick as they graduated, they got married.
Oh, yeah. So we were really, considering back then, we were older to get married. We were 21, and we were older. They considered that older, you know. Most people got married 18, 19.
What were the weddings like?
Well, very much like they are today. Yeah. I think a lot of the, instead of having everything catered, I think a lot of friends help with the rehearsal dinners and receptions and that sort of thing. But we had a pretty big wedding. And I think that made a difference. And everybody in the community was just about invited because Roswell wasn't, 3,000 when we got married.
Were there any sort of special traditions or things that were attached to weddings in this area?
I'm trying to think. Well, they decorated the cars really bad in those days. And they, the brides always had very nice showers. We had very good, nice showers. But they still do that a lot now, too. So that part hasn't changed that much, really.
Okay. And when you say they decorated the cars really bad, what do you mean by that?
I can't tell that.
Have all sorts of stuff tied on to them when they start off and have it up under the car and head.
Uh-huh.
And they come out of the church.
Oh, and they put watermelon.
On one occasion, the guy's car was jacked up and they took watermelon, cut them half in two. And stuck them under the back wheels. And of course, it won't go anywhere. It just sit there in the watermelon ride and it just sit there and spin.